You see, he holds me all the time. Now it's so good to be here. You don't know, this is my last hour with you. In fact, I have less than 1 hour before I scoot off. Psalm 84 for our final meditation before I go into the message itself. Psalm 84, just one verse, and that is verse 10. I'm sure you are familiar with this verse. If not, you're going to be familiar and you will love it. And I pray that you will appreciate and practice it. What does it say to us? Verse 10 of Psalm 84. 1,000 for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. This is the sentiment and the expression of the psalm writer. We are not given his name, but nevertheless, the instruction is there. How much do you love the house of God? Oh, dear friends, you say, why do you harp on the house of God so often? Because our ultimate and final dwelling place is with God in heaven. And think of it, this is a foretaste. And how much do you love the house of God? I was so glad last night we had a full house, more than a full house, in the house next door. Those of you who are there will agree it is a beautiful little cottage. And I can be sure, I hope God will allow me to come again and enjoy the place. So I say to all of you, congratulations. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. It says here, a day in thy courts is better than 1,000, if I can express it another way. A day in thy courts is better, is 1,000 times better than anywhere else. When you understand that, as I think I have, then you want to be in the house of God more than once a week and more than that hour and a half. So, you know, lately in Singapore, I go to church 1 hour before starting time. 1 hour, at least, or more. And they say, what a stupid man you are. Why don't you wait until it is time? Well, this is the meaning of it. A day in that course is 1,000 times than anywhere else. Think of it. Just mull over it. Meditate and say, this is a pretaste, prelude, foretaste of the place I'm going to spend eternity with God in heaven. Do you ever think of what it means? Do you? Honestly, please try a bit of holy imagination. Please remember that we in Australia, on planet Earth, anywhere, we are very temporary. You say, no, I'm PR, Australia, permanent. I'm drumming this again and again and again. Please remember, nobody is PR. We are all TR, temporary, very temporary. You can be PR 10 times, but when the call comes, you finish. Yes, so come early. I'm not enticing you, but it is for your own spiritual good, you know, to come here and meditate and know that this is the place where I will spend eternity. Now, before I go on further, we have sent down from Singapore gifts for your new year. Now you say, what new year? It's already an old year, isn't it? 2 months old. First, you all got this one. Those who did not get it, please see Elder Koh. I've asked my office in Singapore to produce another 20 sets.
So anyone who hasn't got this set, please make sure you have. And no, don't. It's not just as amulet, you know. Some people keep it as a lucky charm or something. It is not. It is to, as I've said in the notes here, this is an introduction to the Word of God. I've chosen some of the best verses to whet your appetite. Do you have an appetite for God's Word? Do you sometimes just browse through, read God's Word for pleasure? Do you? Oh, don't wait until we are here and then to listen to the Word of God as though it is something so rare and difficult. So I have chosen for you 100 cards. This is from the experience that we had in Singapore in 1954. Long, long time ago, we tried this and it was so good. You know, 100 cards we gave the students in our Sunday school 1 year. I've given you 2 years to do what? To hide the Word of God in your hearts, to learn it by heart. I grant you it is not easy. I never said it's easy. You got to focus, concentrate, and most importantly, you've got to love the Word of God. How can you love the Word of God? How? Pray. Ask the Lord to give you that appetite to read the Word of God, to understand it, and to love it, and to love to hide it in your heart. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Do you? Do you think over what you read? So this is the whole point of this. Alright. And together with this goes this. So those of you who have not got this, please see Elder Cole and we will send 20 more sets from Singapore soon. When he goes to Singapore, he'll carry back. Now this is a record of how you memorize it. Do you have this? I hope you have. If not, see Elder Cole. Who are the testers, you say? Well, you can test one another, and the one who tests you first time can sign for you with a date. But you need a final tester who confirms that you have learned the verse well and hid it in your heart and able to say it by heart. It's all here. Alright? And at the back of it, okay, that's it. The third gift I brought that was sent down is calendar for this year. You say, it's already the old year. Yes, 2 months have passed. And you say, this calendar, I say, it is still worth 10 months of value. So can you use it? All the stocks are there, inside there, free of charge. We take the trouble. You know, this was started by my late brother, about 50. Till now, we've been printing this every year. So you use this. It is an uncommon calendar. It gives you, at a glance, from across your room, in big print, black on white, you can know the dates. So that you double your days and apply your hearts to wisdom. Don't let the days fly by without knowing anything. Now, for today's message, I have about half an hour, 40 minutes, and then I must hurry to the airport. What am I going to leave with you as my parting gift? So soon, they say, tempus fugit. You know what that means? I'm speaking to you in Latin. Time flies. So soon, my 3 weeks is up. And now I'm on my last hour. to fly home. What is it best I leave with you? Turn to the Word of God. First passage is in Romans, this wonderful book called Romans. We've read already Luke's Gospel, the call of the first four disciples. Now we're going to read the call of one more disciple called Saul, and he became Paul. Of Saul of Tarsus became Paul the Apostle, and he's written here in Romans chapter 5 a summation or summary or summing up of what the Lord has done for us. And this is so good, so that you know where we are, where you come from, what the gospel is all about. Do you know? We read together. Verses 5 to 12. Alright, are you ready? We read together verses 5 to 12. Romans 5, verse 5 to 12. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I'm sorry, are you there? Romans 5. Okay, make sure you get Romans 5 first. Then, verse 6. Now, verse 7. Okay, verse 7. Altogether. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is pure gospel. It tells us exactly what the Lord has done for you. Read on, please. We are going to read this from verse 7 to 12. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were yet enemies, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered in the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amazing, wonderful statement of what God has done for us. You know, when it says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Can you imagine the day when Jesus went willingly, by his own volition, there was no need for him at all to die. You know what it is to die? Nowadays, I told you of the justice of Sydney, who took an overdose and died peacefully. That, not that kind of death. What kind of death did our Lord die on the cross? Do you know what it is to be crucified, to die? And that was the death that he went through willingly. What for? For you and for me. You say, I don't see the relevance, the relationship. What did he go on the cross for? Answer is, for you and for me. He was condemned for a sins that he had never done. For our sins he went. And there on the cross he died. Now let me explain to you. You can never understand what it is to hang on the cross by your two hands. And then, how do you breathe? Do you understand what it is to breathe when you're hanging by two hands? Have you ever tried breathing, hanging on two hands, just hanging? You have to take breath, you know. And the way they take breath on the cross is to press on the 2 feet that are nailed to the cross in order to take a breath in and out, in and out, to keep alive. That is how our Lord suffered for us. There on the cross, He took your sin and my sin. And when He died, He says what? It is finished. My work of carrying, bearing your sins and my sins and all the sins of all mankind. You ask me, how can it be? How can it be? It's like a person who pays your debt. How can it be? If your debt is $1 or $100 or $1,000, He has a check that is, with all the zeros you can add on, is an infinite life, the pure life, sinless life, God's life. On the cross, He shed His blood to take our sins, to pay the debt. This is what it means. Now, the second verse I want to share with you is in 2 Corinthians chapter 17. This is a description, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. Are you there? All right. This is a description of what happens when you look to Jesus and believe on Him. This applies to those who receive Jesus, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. When you look to Him and say, Lord, I receive You as my Savior, this is what applies immediately. What must you do? Look to Jesus, not to yourself, nor to anyone, not the pastor or elder or any leader of the church or any great man or great woman, no. Look to Jesus and say, Lord, I believe You. When You died on the cross, You died for my sins. I believe it. This is all that is required. Then, now let's read together. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 17 to 20. Are you ready? We'll read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did teach you by us. Be reconciled to God. Amen. All right, in these few verses is the most precious explanation of the gospel as it applies to you and to me. When you come to Jesus and look to Him, you've heard the gospel and you look to Jesus and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I know You are God sent Savior for me. I believe in You. That moment you are forgiven. That's called faith. Do you know what is faith? You know? Faith is simply believing what God says. That's all. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. You hear that? What does it say? Abraham, the first man who ever believed God, who followed God all the way, He believed. He followed. He showed that he believed by leaving his hometown, leaving his family, leaving all his past, and following Jesus. Here it is. That makes you in Christ. Are you in Christ or are you outside? If you have heard the gospel and you say, thank God, Jesus died for me, I believe that. Do you? That's what made me a Christian. When was it? In the year 1935, I was invited. Our whole family went together to hear a man called Dr. John Sung. And he came from China with one message. By the way, John Sung was a hardship scholar in America. And he never went to seminary in the real sense of the word. He went to a lunatic asylum. Because he went to a liberal seminary where they taught liberal theology. And he told the principal, you are teaching me devil doctrines. You must be the devil head. And the principal says, hey, young man, you have been physical and mental exhaustion. You need help. Certified him mad. Put him into an asylum. For 193 days, John Sung read his Bible 40 times. He said, how could it be? Well, he was a genius, a marvel. And after that, he became a preacher. He came to Singapore. I heard him. And when he preached, there is power of the Holy Spirit. Every word came to my heart and touched me. And I believe and I confess my sins. From that day, I became a child of God. Now you read verse 17. Have you got that experience? Therefore, if any man hears the gospel and he believes, he is in Christ. Okay. Immediately from outside Christ, you become in Christ. That is the meaning and the difference between a believer and a non-believer. You believe, you are saved. You become in Christ. Now verse 17 makes sense, doesn't it? We read once more. I read for you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Your old debts and your old sinful debts that God has account of are wiped off, forgiven. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And the result of this, verse 18, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. By Jesus Christ, God has sent only one peacemaker for us. One person. Who is he? Do you know him? This is what we are talking about this whole morning. Do you know him? We preach no other Savior but Jesus Christ. All right. Jesus, the Son of God, is the one who paid the debt for you and for me to take away my sins, your sins. Now read verse 18. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by his Son, Jesus Christ. Dear friends, look to him, to no other, not to any man or any woman, only Jesus Christ. And it says here, you are reconciled to God himself and hath given to us. Now, this is a mystery. And a wonderful mystery he has given to us. Who are the us? You ask yourself. It's you. You and I who believe in the offer of free pardon. Do we have to work for it? No. All you have to do is to say, yes, Lord, I admit I am a sinner. I receive Jesus who died in my place on the cross. That's all. That is gospel. All right. Read verse again. Verse 18. All things are of God who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. The moment you believe, you're reconciled. And have then given to us the ministry of reconciliation. This is a wonderful, wonderful statement, you know. What is so wonderful about it? One moment you're an enemy of God. The next moment we become a representative of God. This is what it says. I'll show it to you on the OHP in a moment. Verse 19, please follow. To wit, meaning to say, that is it. Yes, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their sins and trespasses to them, but hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Instead of being sinners condemned, God has wiped out the debt and now appoints you to be His representative. You know what is an ambassador? Do you know any ambassador? One who is very well known in Singapore is called Tommy Koh. Yeah, he is an ambassador. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is one who represents the head of state or government who travels outside the country to another place to represent his country and to speak good things to the people there. This is ambassador. That's what you and I are. You are an ambassador. Who says? It says here. Yeah. Okay. Verse 20. Now you read of yourself. Now we are ambassadors for Christ. Are you? Answer is yes. Do you know that you are no longer a condemned criminal, sinner, indebted to God? No. All that is cancelled. Amazing. This is gospel. And in its place, God has appointed you to be an ambassador. I cannot understand this, but I can receive it. I can accept it. Lord, thank you that you have forgiven me all my past sins. All the sins I did were wiped away. How? By Jesus. Where? On the cross. In what way did He do it? When He shed His blood, it washed away all your sins. This is God's method, no other method. Okay, now let's see. Verse 20. Now then, because you have received Jesus, you have become an ambassador for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you now in Christ that be ye reconciled to God. Now, this is speaking to those unbelievers still outside the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, please, this is the offer of God. We are ambassadors. An ambassador only carries a message and presents to the people who hear. Now, is it clear to you? I'm going to show this on the OHP. This is what we have been speaking about. What God has done for us. Right? This is a summary. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When? On the cross of Calvary. On that awful day, Jesus was arrested, condemned, sent to the cross. For what crime? Your crime, my crime. Your sins, my sins. Sent him there.
While we were yet sinners, Christ went to the cross for us by his blood that he poured out. All our debt is cancelled. This is spiritual mathematics. You know mathematics? All of you going to university learned some mathematics. Yes, for me, it was some 70 years ago I learned it. Spiritual mathematics is something you must understand now. It is not physical or financial. It is spiritual. Your sins were cancelled by the blood which pays and takes away your debt of sin. And in so doing, that debt is cancelled, you become a friend of God. Are you a friend of God? Alright, you understand now what is the meaning of gospel? Amazing grace. What is grace? Favor, undeserved. Did you deserve that favor that God appoints you? Ambassador. The answer is, I cannot understand the mystery of God's favor to me, but I can accept it. Because the alternative is I go into unbelief, I suffer that awful penalty of everlasting death in hell. Alright, do you follow? Okay. Then, OSP number one done. OSP number two. Actually, this is number one, the other one is number two. Doesn't matter. We were dead in trespasses and sins at one time. Before you heard the gospel, before you received Jesus as Savior, you were what? Enemies of God. But then you came to the cross. When the gospel explained to you, then you say, Jesus Christ died for me. In Christ then, when you receive Him as your Savior, you become a new person. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new person. Are you? Dear friends, this is gospel. It confronts you. You cannot hide away. There is no way you can hide. God sees through your heart. Now it says, believe on Jesus. All things pass away. All your sins as debts and to your account are wiped out. All things become new. Now you become an ambassador for Christ. You have a ministry. An ambassador doesn't sit and do nothing. Ambassador goes to a foreign country and tells the people, my king, my president, wants to be your friend. Be reconciled to God. Speak just a word for Jesus. This is what we have sung. Oh, be reconciled to God. This is the message to you and to me. Who sent you? Answer, God the Father. Who were you before? Enemy of God. Who are you now? Ambassador of Christ. You follow? This is gospel. The wonderful gift of God, not only to forgive your sins, appoint you to be an ambassador. Now we have the last one, and then it's finished. Once upon a time you were enemies, you and I. Before you heard the gospel, before you repented of your sins, you were enemies. Now we are reconciled. When you confess your sins and receive Jesus as Savior, this is divine spiritual mathematics. Oh yes, dear Francis, the mystery is amazing. Now, God says, all your past sins, all your accounts are cancelled. Now He appoints you ambassador. That's what you and I are. Ambassadors for Christ. To go and speak just the word for Jesus.
Now we close the message. Do you know that in being an ambassador, you are useful only as God will use you? Yes. Turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And you will understand what it says here. Jesus said to the disciples, those He called that day on the Sea of Galilee. Last year we went to Galilee and we sailed on the Sea of Galilee. It is still a very real sea and it is still a very beautiful sea. And you sail on it. This is what happened on that day. The passage we read in Luke chapter 5 a moment ago. All right. God says, launch out. Try again. Did Jesus know that they had labored through the night and caught nothing? Of course. Jesus is God. He knows all things. Then you ask me, how is it they caught nothing? I want to venture an explanation that Jesus sent the fish away so that they will catch nothing. Because Jesus is creator, master even of the fish in the sea. And He knew when He sent the fish away that Peter caught nothing in the whole night. Peter, James, John, Andrew, four brothers. Right, this is the account we read earlier on. Then after Jesus had preached the gospel, He said to Peter, hey Peter, why don't you launch your boat into the deepest part of the water and try your hand again? Peter said to Jesus, Lord, you know, we worked the whole night. We cast our nets 100 times. Every time there's nothing, no fish. But nevertheless, since you say so, we'll do it. We tried. So they did it. Do you know that the Lord is creator and master of fish? Send all the fish into the net when they cast down on the other side, launch out into the deep. Dear friends, what we need to do is to obey the Lord. Have you ever asked yourself, why have I not gone to tell anyone about Jesus? Speak just a word for Jesus. Speak just a word. Tell them what He has done for you. This is the meaning of the song we sang earlier on. Speak just a word for Jesus. So, John, James, and Peter, and brother Andrew went and did as the Lord did, told them. And they hauled in so much fish, they filled the two boats until they were about to sink. Right, this is what happened. Now, how did they do it? When it came to preaching the gospel, Acts of the Apostles, now please, I'm going to explain to you now. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 4. Acts of the Apostles is what the apostles did
after Jesus rose to heaven. While Jesus was with the apostles, they did little of evangelistic work. Very few people came to believe in Jesus. The work of evangelizing and winning souls for Christ was to be left to the disciples. Do you know that? To you and me. We are the disciples. This is God's plan. Jesus came on earth to die for us. We are to tell people the Savior has died. Are you following? Two faces of the gospel work. One is Jesus died at the end of the 3 years to cement and to complete and to accomplish our salvation. Okay. Now he's about to leave for heaven. Verse 4. Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with the disciples, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, that they will be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. Before then, they were not filled with the Holy Spirit. This is God's method. Are you following? Now, what am I driving at? You say, what is it you are driving at? I am saying this, dear friends. Pray for the Holy Spirit to come to you. Verse 8. You will be my witnesses after Holy Spirit has come after on you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And they went and they prayed. Jesus says, don't leave Jerusalem, but go and pray. And I must go. When I go, I will send Holy Spirit down. This is God's method. Do you know? Yes. You say, by myself, I'm so weak, I'm so shy, I dare not. Jesus says, yes, I agree. But I will go to heaven, I will send you the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you're going to be a good witness for me. Verse 14. All these continued with one accord in prayer and supplication together with the rest. And suddenly on that day, verse 1 of chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, how long did they have the prayer meeting there? 10 days! From the resurrection until Pentecost is 40th day to 50th day. 10 days they prayed. And the day of Pentecost was come. They were all in one accord, in one place. Verse 2. Suddenly the Spirit of God came a rushing mighty sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind filled all the house. And there appeared upon them tongues of fire, and set upon each of them. Verse 4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, and as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit. You say, I cannot speak a word for Jesus. I'm so weak. Agree? Yes. We all cannot. But when you pray and say, Lord, I want to have Holy Spirit, please send me the Holy Spirit. When you pray in faith, God will send you the Holy Spirit. When Dr. John Sung came from China and he preached, all the people repented in tears. Many came to the front and confessed their sins. All the sins of gambling, smoking, womanizing, stealing, telling lies, all kinds of sins, openly confessed. Holy Spirit came down and they became witnesses immediately to their families, to tell their families about Jesus, speak just a word for Jesus. What we need is to pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have believed in Jesus, and thou hast taught us we are to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. May thy Spirit come down in mighty power to energize us, to take away our fear and shyness, that we may be bold for the Lord Jesus, to go forward and speak just a word for Jesus. O Lord, hear my prayer. Bless your people at Sydney BP Church, that we may go and be your witnesses, for thou hast told us to be thy witnesses. O Lord our God, hear my prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the song to sing now? Launch out. All right. You all have this song sheet.